Welcome to another Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drew.
Today we have a guest all the way from Scotland, Ewan Shields. Welcome, Ewan.
Hi.
Now, why have you come to Australia? Why have you come to Gawler, South Australia?
Well, I came to Gawler, South Australia, because basically to play and coach for the Gawler Rangers baseball organisation.
So you're a Scotsman that plays baseball?
Yep.
How did that come about?
When I was younger, my dad, the family, we moved to Philadelphia when I was 8, took me to a game and I was hooked. And then I grew up playing in Scotland for a bit, and then moved to London, played there a bit, played college baseball in New York. But really it was when I was 8 my dad took me to a game and I just was hooked, yeah.
Now you've come all the way over here from your last location, which was London. Is that correct?
Yep, correct, yep.
Did you play some baseball in London?
Yes, I did. Played for Richmond Baseball Club in London, not far from Twickenham, actually.
Okay, and what positions do you play?
Mostly shortstop, second base, and some outfield. But yeah, I can play a little bit of mostly anywhere, but mostly those positions.
So while we're talking about London, obviously there's Lords and the Oval, and Rick, have you played any cricket or been to any of those grounds?
Oh, I've been to Lords. Very interesting story. I went in the middle of winter. It was all locked up, and there was no way that the fellow was going to let us in until I mentioned that I'd recently played against Mike Dinesa's English side on Adelaide Oval, and little did I know that he was a mad keen Mike Dinesa fan, and he disappeared inside. I don't know whether he checked to see whether I was telling him the truth or not, that all of a sudden he came back, opened the gates, he gave us the best tour through the museum, the history out on the balcony. It was just a wonderful experience.
Gee, and Ewan, have you ever been to those grounds?
I've actually, you know, on the way to work or whatever, I've been past them, the Oval, Lords, but I've never actually seen a test match or a cricket game at any of those grounds.
And what do the grounds look like?
Well, it's funny because, you know, you have signs and stuff for them, but you walk past them and sometimes you wouldn't even realise you're going past an international test cricket ground. Lords is quite old from behind, but it's not like, you know, I would imagine the MCG, where it's like this massive supersized stadium, or the Oval. It's quite sort of, you know, you might notice bits and parts of it, but you wouldn't know it's a massive test cricket ground or anything like that.
So it's no MCG or Adelaide Oval?
No, not for sure, no, absolutely not. It's a little more smaller than that, definitely.
And of course, Rick, how did you view Lords and the Oval?
Well, I mean, what we've just been talking about is absolutely true, that all your cricket grounds in England don't have the capacity for seating like anywhere near we have over here. Mm. And as a consequence, they're a lot obviously older, but they're quainter and dare I say, very cricket-like. Yeah. I mean, the old Adelaide Oval was beautiful because it was also, by our standards, an old, historical, beautiful ground. I still believe, fortunately, we've redeveloped it, but we've fortunately kept some of the characteristics of that old ground with the scoreboard and the Moreton Bay Figs. But it's all to do with revenue and seating capacity, really, and accommodating the mixture of, in our case, Aussie rules and cricket on the one ground, really.
Is there any big baseball stadiums? Where did they play baseball in?
There's not really any baseball stadiums for really baseball as such in England or the United Kingdom. However, there's an interesting story of Derby County soccer, or Derby County FC as we call it, and they used to play at a place called the Baseball Ground, and the film The Damned United, you know, that mentions the baseball ground. So everybody in Derby, you know, not far from Nottingham and stuff like that, everyone knew it called the baseball ground because a long time ago they played baseball there. But then they moved into a new stadium, you know, brand new all-seater stadium, and it's kind of been a bit forgotten. But that's probably the most famous example of baseball in the UK would be the baseball ground. Dodder County, yeah.
And obviously you're talking a little bit about soccer, Federation, mm-hmm. Association of Football.
Mm-hmm.
What's your interest in soccer over there?
Well, even though I was born just outside Glasgow in Paisley, I grew up most of my life in Edinburgh. So I'd say I'm a big Hibernian fan. They started in 1875, so our claim to fame is we're 13 years older than Celtic, mm-hmm. similar origins. And I grew, you know, that in Edinburgh you're either a Hibs or a Hearts fan. And yeah, so but they're not as well known as Celtic or Rangers. But we've had some famous players play for us in the past. George Best played for Hibs for a while. So yeah.
So what's this, the Celtic and Rangers, what's that, the old firm, what's that, is that like Port Adelaide and Adelaide?
This Celtic and Rangers is very sensitive type sort of thing in Scotland. To give it a quick summary, they originated as, Celtic originated as a club for Catholic Irish expatriates who came to Glasgow for work, and Rangers were originated as a Protestant football club. So if you're a Protestant and you're in Glasgow, you would support Glasgow Rangers, and if you're a Catholic, you would support Glasgow Celtic, hence the green and white for Celtic, and the red, white and blue for Glasgow Rangers. And Celtic is basically seen as being sort of an Irish club, and Rangers are seen as being kind of a club for Great Britain and for the Union. For many years it was seen that Celtic would only play Catholics and Rangers would only play Protestants, but it's fortunately it's a bit improved now, but there's still a lot of tension and issues between the two clubs. But yeah, they're quite big. The games are very heated. The Old Firm rivalry is, even the players become like fans, you know, they start getting involved, you can notice it right away.
Yeah, just a little bit of interest in the Celtic Rangers situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
when I was a young lad of about 8 or 9, these Scottish people moved in across the road, and Bill Anderson became my best mate. And I remember we used to build a cubby house, and we painted one side red, white and blue for Central District Bulldogs, uh-huh. which was the team I supported, uh-huh. and the other side was green and white for mm-hmm. the Celtics. So at a young age, before I realised the Catholic connection and Protestant, I supported Celtic. So I still, to this day, look in the paper to see how Celtic goes. And, and you made a point of asking why I'm president of the Gawler Rangers Baseball Club, and why wasn't it called Gawler Celtics?
Yeah, it's funny. It's like coming to play for a team called Rangers, you meet the president, and he's affiliation or fair, you know, likes a bit of the Celtic. You know, like you can't be president of Rangers but also be a fan of Celtic. It doesn't work like that. It's not the world will explode. You know, what's going to happen? So it's different in Edinburgh because you do have Hibernian War originally. For Irish expatriates as well, but in the west coast of Scotland, sectarianism is still a big problem. But on the east coast, it's just not quite the same. It's a different feel to it.
So what happens when they play each other? Does God sit on the fence during that game? Or
I believe that there was a bit of karma, and Rangers were dropped down to about the fifth division.
Yeah, they went into a few years ago, and Rangers for a period of time when Rangers and Celtic were doing very well, and had guys like Mark Viduka playing for Mark Viduka playing for Celtic, and you had guys like other guys playing for Rangers, guys like Torre Andrew Flo, who signed for $12 million, but Rangers went into administration, which meant they were basically became a new, almost became a new company. So that meant they had to start from scratch, start from the very bottom, and they're still not in the top league in Scotland. So
They were in second division last season. Yep. They had the chance, but they missed out, so they're still in second division.
Still in second division. They're in the same division as Hibernian. You know, it's weird because they have a 50,000-seater stadium, and yet sometimes they play teams with like a 4,000-seat stadium. Mm. Yeah, so...
Now, off air we were talking in regards to playing condition, and and you've had situations where you haven't played because it's been raining or too wet, and your first game out here in Australia is you can't play because...
It's too hot. It's too... it's weird. It's like, as you may have heard, it's, it does rain at some point in the UK. Sometimes it rains. So we'll sit by the field and hopefully we'll wait for the rain to pass. And or when it's cold, you know, we'll get through it. If it rains, you know, we'll really try and wait it out. But it's weird sitting inside, looking outside and being told, oh, we can't play baseball because of the weather. And I look outside and I'm like, it's perfect day for baseball. You know, you're a cricket guy, you're a baseball guy. You look outside and you think, oh, we should be playing baseball today, you know. And then it's like, sorry, can't because of weather. And I'm like, where's the rain? Where's the storms, you know?
Now, getting back to...
it's all to do with occupational health and safety issues these days.
Absolutely. And the sun shines... harder here, like the sunburn, you get sunburn much easier here and than what you would in sort of milder temperatures. So a lot of skin cancer in Australia, so we've got to be very careful.
Well, it is. The skin cancer rate in Australia is higher than anywhere else in the world, and it's all to do with the UV ratings. And even early in the morning on a day, so, you know, it can be very, very dangerous.
I mean, it's like I get up in the morning and I think, okay, I better grab a jacket or jump because it's in the early morning. And yet you walk outside and it's like, no, won't need anything, just shorts, t-shirt for me. I'm still getting over that.
So. Now, you're saying as a youngster you went to Philadelphia, so obviously you're a Philadelphia Phillies fan.
Absolutely, yep.
And did that play a part in coming to the Gawler Rangers because the coach, Sean Clark's a Phillies fan?
Well, I did a wee bit of research, you know, I looked on the internet, and then one of the first things I saw was the coach had a Phillies jersey on. I thought, you know what, this may work out pretty well. You know, me and the coach, we might get on here. Aussie rules, that's a different story. I know nothing, next to nothing about Aussie rules. So everybody's trying to grab me for their team. So there I kind of feel like I'm not really sure. If I don't want to offend anyone. But yeah, no, the Phillies, big time Phillies fan.
So, have you ever seen a game of Aussie Rules? I mean, obviously, it would only be on television or something, but.
I've seen, I've never actually watched a game live. I've seen it a little bit on telly where I'm flicking through the channels and it's like, you know, great kick here and guys in vests jumping up, catching this orange thing, then running around and kicking it. And this massive big thing, and then this guy holds a finger out when it kicks through a post. But very, very, like, very, like a school teacher, like, pointing, very, very, like, so I'm like, oh, it's cool, you guys, AF Aussie Rules is like, it's an Australian game, you know, it's your game.
It could take you a while to get used to it, because they do everything, perhaps it's Australian, they do everything backwards, you get given a free kick and they point in the opposite direction of the way it's going to go.
Because that's to tell the guy to go back on his mark.
Mark, yeah.
It's interesting, you must have been watching a Port Power game on TV because you indicated one finger, so they tend to miss a lot.
Yeah, two fingers.
That's a Central District, so they kick goals.
Okay, all right.
But getting back to Major League Baseball now, obviously you saw some Major League games in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Where else have you seen Major League Baseball
games? Me and my dad, we used to take a summer holiday every year, June, July, and we'd go to Toronto, Boston, New York, Philadelphia. Sometimes we went to Florida. We saw Miami. We saw Tampa Bay, Seattle. Been lucky, Colorado, to see a lot of really, really great stadiums, major league teams. Seen quite a few minor league games though as well. And that's also what attracted me here, was that Adelaide has the Adelaide Bite, and you know, there's a minor league, you know, professional league in Australia. But yeah, been to see about at least 20 games in 20 different major league teams. So
now you were telling the story off air about $10 to get to Yankee Stadium for bleacher seat. What do you get for your $10? What's your experience like?
You get I went to Lehman College in New York, which is in the Bronx, and I actually used to get on the subway and I'd go past Yankee Stadium but I'd go see Met games. A friend of mine, the New York Mets, we go see a Met game at City Field, which is right next to where the old Shea Stadium used to be. We'd pay a student ticket for $10 or a concession ticket. But the great thing is you can walk all around. You can get there 2 hours before a game. You can watch batting practice, watch them throw, infield practice. You can walk around. You can see it from every part of the stadium. You don't have to sit in your seat the whole 3 hours or whatever. You can go up, get food anytime. You can walk around. So you see things there you don't see on TV, like how the spin of the ball, the way the ball jumps off the bat. And it's brilliant. You get a lot for your money, even at major league games. You get a lot, and you can you can walk around. You can see all different angles too, which is really fun. And as a young kid, I just got hooked by that.
Oh, it's good value for $10.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Well, student ticket, but even $20 for a bleacher seat. I mean, most of the time people are walking behind home, not right behind home plate, but you've got that little concourse. The cool thing is you can walk all the way around, get your food, but you can still watch the game when you're in line. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to go away from the field. You can still turn around, and it's fantastic.
In America, obviously, with the Major League Baseball stadiums, a lot of them have been upgraded just in the last 10-20 years.
Oh, yeah. And the great two stadiums that I love are Fenway Park and Wrigley Field. Wrigley Field in Chicago, Fenway in Boston, because they've been there since 1912, Fenway 1914 for Wrigley. And you're sitting in the same seat that a guy 100 years ago sat in. And you notice because the seats are a lot narrower. So people must have been a lot healthier back then. It's great. And they're in the central, they're downtown. Whereas a lot of the new stadiums are great, but they kind of feel like you're in a parking lot. But it's great. I mean, every stadium, pretty much, some of them are retractable roof. So you buy a ticket, you're going to see a game, even if it's snowing, it's a great experience.
Or 41 degrees.
Or 41 degrees, yeah.
Just as a point of interest, obviously, Wrigley Field and Fenway Park from the 1912-1914, they'd probably be the oldest stadiums that they play Major League Baseball.
I would say, the oldest Major League stadiums, absolutely.
Well, last year they would have broken the record because they played at the Sydney Cricket Ground, which goes back to the 1870s or earlier. Wow. So that's an interesting record that Australia holds.
And those weren't just those are regular season games. Yes. So they counted. So that's when people were like, this isn't just some friendly game, this is a real game here.
Now, perhaps Rick would like to ask a couple of baseball questions, if he's got anything on the top of his head that he wants to ask.
No, I think I'll leave the baseball part to you, Rob.
Okay. All right. Well, this would be the end of our latest edition, and it's the Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Rick Drewer.
And I'm Ewan Shields.
Thank you.
Thank you.